Your Hometown News Station, AM 1300 KGLO. Well, the excitement starts to build and build and build. And we're talking about the North Iowa Nationals event, the NTPA truck and tractor pull. And every year we get a chance to talk with Tim Nuring, and Tim comes in. And boy, Tim, I feel like it was yesterday when you first said, you know, I think we're going to pull this thing off in Rockwell. And we're going to grow this as a national event. Look at how this thing has gone on.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I never would have dreamed it's growing this fast. It's our 13th year, and we start having pullers pull in on Sunday. So it's crazy how much it's growing. We're going to have over 130 rigs there this year. And like I said, the calls are coming in. It's a year-round planning event now. I never would have imagined it would be this big.
You know, and the neat part about it is, I mean, obviously it's great for the community of Rockwell, but this is bigger than Rockwell. This really overflows into all of North Iowa.
Yeah, it sure does. I mean, I was calling the hotels yesterday to get a last-minute booking for a guy that was looking, and pretty much they're all full, and most of them are coming to the North Iowa Nationals in Rockwell. And, you know, we give scholarships out to surrounding communities within our West Fork district, and the money just, you know, between EMTs and firemen within our communities, it's great for everybody.
Yeah, look at how many volunteers. You know, when you first got started, I can remember talking to you about, what's it take? Do you have enough people to make this happen? Look at how the numbers there have grown.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's starting to stretch a little thin. Now we're a little community of 900 people, and like I said, it's hundreds of volunteers compared to where it was 13 years ago. And we got a great group of guys in our Lions Club. We got 40-some members, and, you know, everybody just pitches in and gets it done.
And Chamber Acres used to just be a field.
It sure did. I'll tell you what, we have permanent grandstands now, and we keep adding rock and infrastructure all over the place. So this year we added a camping dump site and a fill so they can fill the water. We've got over 70 campers already that have committed to coming, and so it just keeps getting bigger. We're pretty excited.
All right, let's talk about the event itself. It's July 8th through the 10th. What can people expect? What are they going to see, Tim?
Well, they're going to see something different for sure. If you've never been to a tractor pull like to this magnitude before, they're going to be totally surprised. Yeah, as the tractors or the trucks go down, there's going to be smoke flying for miles. I guarantee you'll see it from Mason City. And, you know, as you sit there, the rumbling in your seat, it's an experience like no other. So they're going to be excited.
Now, how many? What is there a certain number that you look for and break them down by category? How does that work?
Yeah, so they got it's a national sanctioned event, so they pretty much got to come for points. Like I said, there'll be 130 to 140, 50, I'm guessing right in there. We've got 166 spots in our pits out there, and, you know, it's just great for everybody. The pits are open free to the public all weekend long, so if you want to bring the kids out, the pullers are great about signing autographs and things like that, so it's really a family event, and, you know, it just every year it just gets better and better.
Ticket sales is key to this, too. I mean, obviously, you've got big crowds and lots of people that come. If you can get them in advance, do that, right?
Yeah, it does save you 20% by going in advance online. You can go to RockwellIALions.com for advanced ticket sales, saves, like I said, 20%. There's also all the information for the weekend on there that you can go. There's still time to book your camping spot. If you want a real full experience, come out and camp with us. Everybody that came last year signed up again, plus most of them were bringing two or three of their friends with them. So it's a great event.
Oh, man, I think this is fun. And then the support from the communities, we talked a little bit about, but then the business communities, too, have been there for you.
It's just unbelievable, the support that we get from our local businesses. You know, most of them have been with us since the start, you know, but we keep adding more each year. You know, Graham Tire is our presenting sponsor. They've been with us for several years. Couldn't do it without them. You know, other sponsors are Syngenta Crop Science, Pioneer, Corporate Farmer, Hefty Seed Company, Red Power Team, Stellar Truck and Trailer, Nearing Concrete, Absolute Waste, Curry's, Macy All Risk, BASF, Ziegler Cat, Channel Seed with Wiseman Seed, Window World, Steffes Auctions, Rocca, and that is just a small, small portion of the support that we get. I mean, these are just some of the larger ones, but we've probably got 40, 50 sponsors total. So, and the reality is it costs a lot of money to put a show on like this and bring it to – they come from all over the nation. I know the first one to come in was from New York, so it's a big, big event.
And again, from a time standpoint, when you said the pits are open and that kind of stuff, but the actual event itself, what time should people plan for?
Yeah, so the actual first poll is going to be at 6 p.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, and then it'll be noon on Saturday. So there's four sessions. The gates will open 2 hours beforehand, and like I said, totally encourage everybody to come out, walk through our pits. It doesn't cost you anything. You know, there's T-shirts that the pullers sell and things to help their cause out. And like I said, pictures with the tractor. And if you've never been part of that, the quality of pullers that is out there, it's crazy. They've got over $1 million in most of those rigs. So
yeah, that's what I was going to ask next. People don't understand the money that is invested in this for these guys. This is a professional circuit.
Yeah, it most certainly is. I mean, you go out and talk to them, you talk about one head on those things being $40,000, $50,000, and they're just like, wow, you know, it's a little out of my league, to tell you the truth, Tim.
So you don't have your truck hooked up like that?
I do not.
That's fun for everybody. And a real salute to you guys in the community of Rockwell to pull this off, because I think, you know, it's fun, and I think it's an annual event that people look forward to. And I know, especially coming out of a pandemic year, and things a little bit brighter out there for folks, and that's got to be exciting for you too, to get back going.
Yeah, I'll tell you, we was able to pull it off last year in August, but and there were some pullers that didn't come out and pull, which is understandably so. But we are so excited The phone just keeps ringing, like I said, people wanting to come to this event. People want to do something and have fun. It's crazy. You know, and something I wanted to mention to you, Tim, is Friday morning from 8 to 10 and Saturday morning from 8 to 10, there is a breakfast for anybody that would like to come out. Free will donation. It's for the religious education program for the Catholic faith. And then also on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. is a free kiddie pull. It's a state-sanctioned event. We usually get 60, 70 kids to sign up, and it's for ages 4 to 11, and that's a really good time, too. So it's the whole weekend is for the family, and that's what it's all about, is family.
Tim Nearing, you guys have got things going in the right direction with us. You really, really do, and congrats on what you've done so far, and we're looking forward to a terrific weekend in Rockwell.
Yeah, Tim, thank you very much for having me, and we really appreciate all your support also.
Oh, you got it. No problem at all, Tim. Have fun.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. Everybody go to Rockwell, everybody. It is July 8th through the 10th. Four sessions, Chamber Acres. It is Championship Truck and Tractor Pull. AM 1300 KGLO, getting it said across North Iowa.